been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A surveillance video shows 3-year-old Kaylee Dalis nearly drowning in an apartment pool just outside of Dallas, Texas. Now her older sister, Jayla Dalis, and a nearby police officer saved her life. Now her mother, Denisha, is sending an urgent message about pool safety and those little floaties that kids like so much.
Don't take your eyes off of them. All the floats are not safe. Be careful. Watch your kids.
Pool safety advocate Jim Spears, CEO of Swim Gym, also tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Most experts will say that if the child cannot swim and they're in an inflatable in the pool, their parents should also be in the pool with them, and they should be within arm's length. That way there's no risk of the child slipping out and the parent not knowing about it.
A new study holds good news for coffee lovers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking just one. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee, and they compared MRI scans. The data seems to contradict previous studies that suggested that coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of heart attacks.
And finally, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell believes the number of preseason games should be reduced. Speaking at Jim Kelly's charity golf tournament near Buffalo, New York, Goodell says he doesn't think it takes 4 preseason games to evaluate players for a regular season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! Happy anniversary to Front Lines of Freedom. Our first show was 12 years ago this weekend. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
It's a great day to be above ground, Colonel, which is the main reason we paid our respects on Memorial Day to those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. While I don't agree with our Commander-in-Chief's Happy Memorial Day tweet, my own mom made the same mistake by saying that phrase to me on Monday. But that pales to the radio ad I heard last weekend. I don't remember the company, and they're going to be thankful of that, because in their Memorial Day weekend ad, they focused on it being a time to thank all those who served overseas, which was odd, because I know servicemen and women who have died stateside in uniform, and most who have served overseas through the years have come home. I think their ad agency needs a little Memorial Day refresher, but I digress.
Thanks, Josh. And Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will join us to share some warrant wisdom, and Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here wearing his normal grin. What's going on, Skip?
Well, life is good. I'm happy. It's springtime, almost summer. What's not to grin about?
Hey, I agree with you.
And I'm here with you, Colonel.
Hey, I'm wearing sandals. That's a good sign.
Oh, wow.
Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss my feelings as Front Lines of Freedom begins its 13th year. Since this is our anniversary show, do note that most of our guests share goals with us. So you're going to be hearing about our goals and concerns for our nation. However, achieving anything of importance will take many concerned citizens getting involved. And that's you. An organization we've shared views and goals with for years is Concerned Veterans for America. We'll talk with our new executive director, Nate Anderson. Then we'll talk to retired Captain Joe John, the founder of Combat Veterans for Congress. We'll discuss the standards they set for candidates to get endorsed. We'll meet retired Colonel Dave Mastriano, who serves on the advisory board of the Uniformed Services League. We'll discuss their goals. I happen to serve with Dave on that board. And Paula Lieberman from Friends of the Israeli Defense Force will discuss a recent trip to Poland with some Holocaust survivors. I am a strong supporter of Israel and the Friends of the IDF.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Troops, as you know, on each show we seek to honor a deceased military person, not the superstars, the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but have to have served honorably, active duty, guard, or reserves. I have just one. If I don't get some more, we're going to have to drop this program. Nominate someone, send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service. Send the information to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. And troops, we do welcome your input to the show on any topic. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. And now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
The U.S. filed new charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, accusing him of placing the U.S. at risk of serious harm by publishing thousands of secret and classified documents, including the names of confidential sources for American armed forces. The 18-count indictment alleges that Assange directed former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in one of the largest compromises of classified information in U.S. history. The case presents immediate questions about media freedom. Department officials say they believe Assange strayed far outside First Amendment protections. Assistant Attorney General John Demers, the Justice Department's top national security official, says, quote, "Julian Assange is no journalist. No responsible actor, journalist or otherwise, would purposefully publish the names of individuals he or she knew to be confidential sources, exposing them to the gravest of dangers." End quote. The new charges go far beyond an initial indictment against Assange made public last month that accused him of conspiring with Manning to crack a defense computer password. WikiLeaks caused particular harm by publishing the names of people who helped American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan and U.S. diplomats around the world. The indictment says Assange conspired with Manning to obtain and disclose classified national defense documents, including State Department cables and reports on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Prosecutors say his actions risked serious harm to the United States. Assange is in custody in London. The U.S. is seeking his extradition. Manning, who was convicted in military court for providing a trove of classified documents to WikiLeaks, is currently in a Northern Virginia jail on a civil contempt charge. Manning served 7 years of a 35-year military sentence before receiving a commutation from then-President Obama.
We have no idea how many people died because of this treasonous exposure of classified information. The people around the world who are helping our nation in an undercover way simply aren't there for us anymore. Assange and Manning are beneath contempt.
A U.S. sailor has pleaded guilty to 2 counts of espionage and sentenced to 3 years after admitting he took classified information about the Navy's nuclear-powered warships and planned to give it to a journalist and then defect to Russia. Petty Officer Second Class Stephen Kellogg III wished to publish an expose on waste within the military and admitted he wanted to share the information with Russians. According to Navy court documents, Kellogg, age 26, was in contact with Sevmash, Russia's largest shipbuilding enterprise. He admitted he knew releasing the information could degrade the ability of nuclear-powered warships and therefore cause injury to our nation. Authorities learned of his plans after arresting Kellogg on August 27th for drunken disorderly conduct at the San Diego airport, where he was stopped by a Delta Airlines employee from boarding a flight to New York City because he was being belligerent, according to court documents. He had bought a one-way ticket and planned to meet a friend from high school who is a journalist who lives in New York City, and told the person he had a big story, according to investigators and court documents. Kellogg, who joined the Navy in 2014, was a nuclear electrician's mate with access to classified information relating to the capabilities, operations, and maintenance of the Navy's nuclear propulsion systems. he will receive a dishonorable discharge and a reduction in rank.
This guy deserves every bit of jail time he gets. He, too, is a traitor. By the way, Congress, here's an example of colluding with Russia. And it didn't take over 2 years and zero proof to put this guy down. What you're doing is wasting our time and money.
The rumble of motorcycles rolling across the nation's capital in memory of America's missing service members and prisoners of war is on the road to becoming a thing of the past. The yearly event, sponsored by the New Jersey-based Rolling Thunder Incorporated, ended with its 32nd ride last month on the Sunday of the Memorial Day weekend. Executive Director Artie Muller and President Joe Bean announced this last December. Since 1988, Rolling Thunder's annual First Amendment demonstration ride has seen hundreds of thousands of bikers and supporters converge on Washington, D.C., in support of the MIA POW cause. The first event attracted about 2,000 bikers. More than a 500,000 turned out for the 2018 event. Currently, Rolling Thunder lists over 85,000 MIAs dating back to World War I. The group has chapters throughout the country, with most members being either bikers or veterans. However, neither is a prerequisite for membership. Over the years, Rolling Thunder has successfully worked to sponsor federal legislation to support any number of POW and MIA-related issues. In his letter to the Rolling Thunder membership, Muller said the choice to end the national event was not an easy one. Muller blames rising costs and a lack of money for the decision. Event staging costs soaring to $200,000+, a lack of new corporate funding, and falling sales of event products also were an issue. Although the nationally supported Ride for Freedom ended this past weekend, Muller is encouraging individual events for the future.
Rolling Thunder is a great movement. I'm sorry to see it go. I hope local groups will keep the vision alive and maybe it'll come back. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some more wisdom. And then we'll discuss the goals and values of concerned veterans for America. At East Troops, take a break. As a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Ash is proud to work with DECA to provide Freedom's Choice at home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you the quality you expect and the savings you deserve.
Through Freedom's Choice and Home Base, we're serving our best.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense. They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We'll be right back. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors. Honor and remember, our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. This is a very significant time of the year for me. I was born on June 4th. I graduated from West Point on June 3rd, 55 years ago. Indeed, I'm just back from my reunion. You know, some of those guys have gotten old. And this show is the beginning of Frontlines of Freedom's 13th year. This all started on the first weekend in June 12 years ago, and it's been a fun ride. Oh, and D-Day, the 6th of June, 1944, the day the Allies invaded Europe and Normandy, France, during World War II, has always been an important day to me. Co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang is also the co-founder. Indeed, the show was his idea. He sold it to the leadership at Wood Radio, my flagship station, and with their permission recruited me to host it. Josh produced the show for a few months, then employment opportunities moved him away, and the ball was in my court. Fortunately, I did and still have a great support team, which includes Josh. As we at Frontlines of Freedom look forward to our 13th year on the air, I want to share some of my goals and concerns for our nation. The world is a very unstable place right now. We have to be strong and prepared to defend ourselves and our allies. The incredible hatred and bias against Israel and Jews around the world and around our nation is one example of things getting worse, not better. America is the greatest nation in the world. I've traveled a lot and have never been or even heard of any place else where I'd rather live. But I'm very concerned about our future of this wonderful nation. We have always been far from perfect, but we're getting further from our great potential. We're abandoning our values, the values that made our nation great. Our education system is failing us. While our students are learning how to do math and science and all the ologies like sociology and psychology, they're not learning the true history of our nation or how our nation works. They know little about either of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. Many seem to think the bigger government and even socialism is the answer, when both are the path to dictatorship. And our president is under nonstop attack by people who are full of hate. While I like our president, and I have no problem with people who don't, but closed-minded hate, which is also the basis of virtually all the news in the mainstream media, leads only to violence. Look at all the violence in our society today. The hate and violence never lead to rational discussion between people who disagree. No, so we're stuck with violence, virtually all of it initiated by left-wing haters. Why is there no recognition of the great improvements in our economy, jobs and higher wages? Why can't those who dislike an elected official do what we've done before, start planning to support someone to run against them in the next election? I felt that President Obama was the worst president our nation has ever had. I didn't hate him or attack him, much less hate and attack his wife and kids, as Trump is experiencing. This kind of behavior is destroying our nation. Trump's hate-filled accusers never come up with any proof. After over 2 years of trying, isn't it time to calm down, accept our properly elected government, and work towards the next election? If we don't, we may be setting the standard, that of closed-minded hate, for all future elections. You want to live like that? I hope we will return to being a nation of toleration and living with our political opponents. Going back to our failing education system, our colleges and universities are, for the most part, dominated by left-wing faculty. Now, there's nothing wrong with left-wing faculty, as long as they're balanced by right-wing faculty. In this situation, students are taught how to think, not what to think. But in our left-wing-dominated colleges, conservatives are under attack. Conservative speakers are not welcome, conservative groups are put down. We must teach our future generations that good Americans come in all flavors, including all political flavors, and that diversity is what makes America great. So, our guests on today's show are going to share some values and goals that I feel will help return our nation to balance. We'll even help identify things you can do to help move our country in the right direction. I don't expect everyone to agree with all of what we discussed today, but I hope that everyone will agree that all perspectives must be welcome, considered, and debated, and that violence has no place in our society. Let's do away with hate, encourage open discussion of all points of view, and be proud of our nation. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
On September 26, 1918, at about 8:30 p.m. off the coast of Wales, the Coast Guard cutter Tampa, with 131 souls on board, was sunk by a German U-boat torpedo. The sinking of the Tampa happened just weeks before the war ended on November 11, 1918, and was the single largest loss of life for either the U.S. Coast Guard or the Navy in World War I. After more than a century after the ship went down, 10 descendants of the Tampa's lost crew received the Purple Hearts earned by their relatives in a ceremony last week at Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, D.C. James Wilkie, 29, was a cook aboard the Tampa, and his 77-year-old grandson, William Bonaparte, who also served in the Army in Vietnam, attended the ceremony. His only wish was that his late mother, Anna Bonaparte, could have been present. She was 4 years old when he died, but spoke of her father often. They are planning on taking the medal back home to Charleston, South Carolina, and holding a small ceremony at his mother's gravesite. Another descendant, Henry Hite of St. Augustine, Florida, and his wife Ingrid, brought with them a clipping from the October 4, 1918 edition of the Brooklyn, New York Daily Eagle, which noted that 14 of the Tampa's crew were from Brooklyn and Long Island. One was Second Lieutenant Roy Bothwell, 28, of Brooklyn, Henry Hite's first cousin twice removed. The Tampa was ending its 19th mission as a convoy escort on runs between Gibraltar and southern England when it was hit by the torpedo. It sank in 3 minutes off the Welsh town of Milford Haven. Of the 131 aboard, 111 were from the Coast Guard and 4 from the Navy. The rest were British sailors or civilians. Purple Hearts were not awarded by the U.S. during World War I, but resumed in World War II. The award was extended to the Coast Guard in 1942. In 1952, Congress made the awarding of the Purple Heart retroactive to April 5, 1917. However, the crew of the Tampa was not eligible for the Purple Heart until 1999. At the ceremony last week, Adolph Carlson of Delaware received the Purple Heart on behalf of his great-uncle, Coxswain Harold Tonneson, 37, who was originally from Norway but had settled in Brooklyn. According to letters he sent home, Tonneson kept a dog and a cat aboard the Tampa. I'm sure the Coast Guard didn't know about that. The others from the Tampa who were posthumously awarded the Purple Heart include First Lieutenant Archibald Scully, 35, of Baltimore, Master of Arms Joseph Sagan, 27, of Massachusetts, Bayman Shanahan, 21, of New Jersey, Seaman Edward Dorgan, 21, of New York, Fireman William Hastings, 21, of Philadelphia, and Seaman Shelby Lehman, 25, of Kentucky. Also receiving the posthumous Purple Heart was Boy First Class Paul Webb, 21, of St. Petersburg, Florida. The rating Boy was used at the time in the Coast Guard, and more than five other, quote, boys were listed in the Tampa's crew. I think I'm going to need to do a little bit more research on this whole boy rating thing in the Coast Guard. Anyway, for Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. I appreciate you so much. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the challenges our nation faces with Nate Anderson from Concerned Veterans for America. Then we'll discuss next year's election with Combat Veterans for Congress's Captain Joe John. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for planks. Let's do 3 minutes each, do 10, then stand at ease.
This hour of Frontlines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending his threatened tariffs on Mexico.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly. And I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference with outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May. As far as a deal being reached on immigration before those tariffs can go into effect, Republican from California and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
I noticed the conversations with the leaders in Mexico as well have been very productive.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is calling for a special session to take up gun control legislation following the deadly mass shooting in Virginia Beach. During a news conference today, the Democrat from Virginia says he's calling lawmakers back to Richmond in an effort to pass what he calls common sense public safety laws. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show Nate Anderson. Nate is the Executive Director of Concerned Veterans for America. We've been working with the CVA for about 10 years now. Our nation needs we concerned veterans to remain active supporting our country, and CVA provides a vehicle to do that, though I guess they help non-veterans too. Anyway, welcome to the show, Nate.
Thank you, Danny, and thank you for having me on your 12th anniversary show. It's an honor to be a part of it. Thank you.
Well, Concerned Veterans for America is one of those organizations that I am so proud of being able to work with. I can't not have you on. Nate, tell us about your military experience. When did you join? What did you do?
Yeah, I joined in 2004 out of high school, the U.S. Army. I'm an Army veteran. I've been in for 15 years now. I was enlisted for quite some time, and then last year I commissioned to an Army warrant officer. And I've spent that 15 years in special operations within the Army. I'm a Green Beret, part of Special Forces. It's been the greatest part of my life, and I continue to serve in the National Guard.
Well, that's awesome. Let's talk Concerned Veterans for America. You recently were selected, promoted, whatever the right term is, as executive director. Talk about what you did before that and what your job is now.
Well, I was recently, about a month ago, chosen as the new executive director for Concerned Vets for America. And it's a very humbling thing for me. You know, I've been part of Concerned Vets for America in different capacities for about 6 years now. And so I'm very honored to lead the organization. It's a fantastic organization, fantastic people, and we have a really great mission. And so it's an honor for me to do this. Before stepping up as executive director, my roles in Concerned Veterans for America were focused around grassroots. I started my home state, Minnesota, as a field director, organizing communities around our mission and our vision and our issue sets. And I held various roles in our field grassroots leadership over those 5 years until recently stepping into this leadership role. So I'm very honored to kind of take a more strategic role, more visionary role in what Concerned Veterans for America will do now and in the future.
You mentioned something, Nate, that is important to me, and that's that Concerned Veterans for America is not just a really cool organization you can go to their website on. You reach out into the states. Your goal is not to challenge people to be involved in our country, veterans and concerned patriots. You provide vehicle like the state organization you are running. Talk about that.
So we are a grassroots organization. We are an advocacy group that advocates via lobbying, grassroots lobbying, which is a very important component of our strategy. And we also use all the tools of the modern age in communications and online social media and such. We give individuals, citizens, veterans, their family members, people who are just aligned with our mission, care about it, the chance to have their voices heard. And what we're really trying to do is re-energize the spirit of service and duty within our citizenry. I think that's something that veterans really can relate to. I know I can tell you when I got out of active duty service, my life was missing an important component that I had in the Army, and that was a mission to pursue, you know, something to feel a part of. And what Concerned Veterans for America does out in our states, we have a lot of fantastic employees who do what I did when I started in Minnesota, which is organize communities around our mission and together create a relationships, a tight-knit community that you'll see in the field, in the grassroots. And we together advocate for policy and pursue our mission together. And so we're giving people a voice. We're giving them the tools. We're giving them the education and the training that will help them amplify that voice as sort of social entrepreneurs, people who want to see things change for the better in this country.
Indeed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Nate Anderson about Concerned Veterans for America. Nate, I've taught political science at college for 15 years. And I've been active in that kind of arena. And I run into lots and lots and lots of citizens who say, I'm frustrated, but I don't know what to do. And what I like about Concerned Veterans of America is, here's a place you can plug in. You don't have to sign a blood oath or anything like that, but there are lots of things you can do. And to know, I don't have to invent a way to reach something. Somebody's already got it figured out for me, and I can use their technique or not. That's something that I think Concerned Veterans of America provides for our citizens that is lacking other places. And how do citizens plug into something like that?
That's a good question. They don't have to run for office. People don't have to do anything crazy. We have all sorts of things that people can start small with, and gradually, as they get more comfortable or more interested in certain issues, they can take on new challenges in our advocacy efforts. So the best place for people to start is by going to our social media site. We're on Twitter at Concerned Vets. We're on Facebook. Just search for Concerned Vets for America. And our website, cv4a.org, cv4a.org. And by going to our website, they can sign up for our newsletters. They can sign up for getting involved. We have an action center that they could put their name and information, and somebody can reach out to them about joining a community near them. So that's the best way to start. Like I said, we have really great staff across the country who are just looking for great people who want to contribute and want to have their voices heard.
Yes, sir. I mean, we veterans, we took an oath to support and defend the country, and that oath didn't die when we took our uniform off. And this is a way to do something. If you're raising kids, you only have so much time and so many resources. If you've got more time, more resources, but you don't know what to do, this is a place to plug in. And that's one of the reasons why I support Concerned Veterans for America so much. Okay, we got it off on a tangent, but it was a great tangent. One of your initiatives for this year is Rethink Foreign Policy. Talk to us about that.
Happy to. So Rethink Foreign Policy is our new campaign at Concerned Veterans for America. And this is, like the name suggests, it's a challenge to America to stop and take an honest look at the way that we conduct our foreign policy. You know, President Trump recently said, he said, great nations don't fight endless wars. And we really agree with that. We truly agree. What we are advocating for at Concerned Veterans for America is a foreign policy that's based on realism and on restraint. It's a foreign policy that leverages much more diplomacy and the use of trade and economic relationships with countries around the world. And that gives us an opportunity to emulate the values and benefits of our free society, not impose those values and benefits that we want to share with the world. So I said two words there in our mission around foreign policy. I mentioned realism, I mentioned restraint, and I think sometimes people are curious to know what that means. So in terms of realism, really all realism is seeing the world the way that it is, not the way that we want it to be or wish it to be, right? So I think that in today's world, as we see it, a strong military is needed. You know, we need the strongest military, the most advanced military that we can build and resource in order to deter and defend against threats to the United States, right? So we know that we need a military that's strong. But the restraint component on the other side of that coin is really about self-control as a nation. It's, again, being honest about what our national priorities are and having the courage to debate these engagements around the world. I think one of the biggest problems in this whole equation is that the U.S. Congress has abdicated its constitutional responsibilities. In Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 8, it gives Congress the power to declare war. That's something that specifically was given to Congress. And so by repealing legislation or authorizations for use of military force, like the 2001 AUMF that we passed after September 11th, Congress will force itself to debate the merits of these military engagements around the world, whereas over the last several administrations, the executive branch has been given kind of a blank check.
And we'll continue this conversation after the break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. We'll take a break, but stay in the area. Nate and I will be right back.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. Online on your time. Visit citadel.edu/online.
I started going cold turkey, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it.
Do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber.
As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Nate Anderson, the Executive Director of Concerned Veterans for America. Nate, you were talking about the need for Congress to do its job and not pass the buck. And I could not agree more with you. As a guy who's been taking the American government for 15 years, hoorah. Continue that thought, please.
You bet. Yeah, I think you put it well. We just want Congress to do its job. You could probably apply that statement to a lot of different issues, but in this context, we're talking about foreign policy, and one of the constitutional responsibilities of Congress is to declare war. And the executive branch, over the past several decades, has been given sort of this blank check to continue or engage in new conflicts around the world based on a authorization that was written when most of our men and women in Congress weren't even in office yet. This is back in 2001. So for the last 17 years, we've been operating on this one authorization that somehow the presidents that we've had over the past several decades have used to engage. You know, I think a lot of people feel that Congress is slow. Congress debates on and on about things, and it's not efficient in that manner. But that's a good thing in this conversation. We're talking about sending men and women to war, sending them to conflict to risk their lives for something. So when we actually deploy them overseas to defend the interests of the United States, we better be pretty sure that we're doing it for the right reasons and that it's been debated by people who represent the citizens of this country, and that's on Capitol Hill. So that's what we're advocating for.
That makes a huge amount of sense. It's so easy for Congress to go back to their constituents and say, well, we didn't vote for that, but they allocated the money for it. It's technically constitutionally correct because they allocated the money for it, but that's baloney. They should declare war. If we're going to send our citizens, our military people into combat, Congress needs to go, hey, World War II, everybody went to war. We had rationing of gasoline and tires and shoes. If we're going to go to war, let's go to war, the whole country. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And again, that's what the Constitution requires of Congress. And it's something that they've really, it's a responsibility that they've abdicated.
It is indeed. Well, we've still got some time. What other specific goals do you have as we move forward?
Well, Concerned Veterans for America, the change in leadership, my stepping into the executive director role, our mission is not changing at all. So we're still advocating for policies that preserve freedom and prosperity here at home. And so I have a really good example I want to share with you just recently. So last week, Concerned Veterans for America held our fifth annual Vets on the Hill event.
Yeah, talk about that, please.
You bet. This is an event that we do every year where we bring in veterans from all over the country. And we sit in the offices of men and women in Congress and senators, and we walk through our legislative agenda. We talk through the policy, the reform opportunities that we see as good ways to make the lives of veterans and all Americans, really all Americans, better through legislative agenda that we put together each year. And so this is a chance for vets to really express their concerns and thoughts. These are real veterans, real family members of veterans that get to sit with our lawmakers. We held over 130 meetings in about a 24-hour period. We really hustled around Capitol Hill to make these meetings. It was really great. This year was special, though, Denny, because I mentioned our foreign policy initiative. We partnered with an organization called Vote Vets, which we typically disagree with. But we saw this as an opportunity around foreign policy to put our differences aside and amplify our efforts together, calling for a more restrained foreign policy. And it was a great success. It's really, we learned a lot of great lessons, and we hope to do it again next year.
Well, I agree with you that I don't agree with a lot of what Vote Vet stands for, but the areas that we can work together as veterans groups, we should. So, man, I take my hat off to you. I didn't know you had done that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a way that veterans can lead by example. You know, I think veterans are uniquely suited to be leaders in our society, and by showing that we can put our differences aside and work toward a common good, that's what we're trying to do here.
Wow. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Nate Anderson from Concerned Veterans for America. Nate, talk about what key things you would really like to take our listeners to take away from this conversation today.
I think the one thing that I would communicate to your listeners is the worst thing that we can do as veterans and military families is do nothing, right? To get out of service, go back to lives where we aren't contributing anymore to society. Concerned Veterans for America exists because we know that veterans have a powerful voice, and we want to make sure that we're leveraging that voice of credibility and leadership in our society. And so I would just challenge your listeners out there, check out our website. They don't have to join CVA, but get involved in something that contributes to their community or their society, because the world is just aching for people to step up and lead in this time of division in America. And I think veterans are uniquely suited to do that. So I would challenge folks to do that.
And when you say veterans, you really mean people who support veterans. Somebody who's never served at all but agrees with you can join, can't they?
Absolutely. We're not just veterans in Concerned Veterans for America. It's service members, people who have served veterans. It's their families, you know, people who deeply understand the sacrifice that military service requires. And we've got a lot of great supporters who never served, maybe don't have a military family member, but they love our mission and they see the value in it. And so we welcome them too.
So, folks, this is a way. You don't have to be a leader, but if the leaders need people who will help them and do things, if you can only do 10 minutes a month of helping something, that's 10 minutes that wouldn't get done if you don't do it, and you can't do it if you don't plug in somewhere. You know, maybe you can support a candidate or somebody in your community, but if you're having trouble finding somebody, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org, right, Nate?
Yes, sir. Yep, CV4A.org and at Concerned Vets on Twitter, and we're on Facebook too.
So this is an organization that I have been following, been supporting, been part of for years. Here's a chance to go ahead. Nate, thank you. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation back in uniform, and thank you for what you're doing now. We need Americans to stop hating and pulling together. We need to accept responsibility. We are the ones who, this country's ours. We have to take a responsibility for it. And we have to do it by being involved somehow. And thank you for providing a way to do it. Man, I am so pleased with this conversation. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks for the time.
Well, here's our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor, in this case, two fine troops. A team from the 101st Airborne Division from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, earned the title of Best Rangers at the Maneuver Center of Excellence headquarters on April 15th at Fort Benning. Captains John Berkman and Michael Rose, representing the 101st Airborne Division, finished in first place over 54 teams who began the 2019 Best Ranger competition, which was April 12th through 14th at Fort Benning. Rose is the first Ranger to win three times, and Rose and Berkman are the first team members to win together twice. Berkman and Rose won together in 2014, when they're both second lieutenants representing the 25th Infantry Division at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, and Rose won again in 2017 when he was representing the 75th Ranger Regiment with Master Sergeant Josh Horsager. Quote, "The train-up, we said it's hard, but it's good Army training," said Rose. "Doing hard things, it's fun, competitive. I feel like I've been a little selfish doing this competition three times, and I've had a ball doing it." "If you're not having fun in this training, then you're definitely in the wrong profession," said Berkman. The two competitors went to Ranger School, Infantry Officer Basic Course, and Maneuver Captain's Career Course together at Fort Benning. They went to the 25th Infantry Division together, and now they're both in the 101st Airborne Division together. "He's probably the closest thing I have to a brother in the Army," said Rose, who added the exception of his own actual brothers, who are also in the Army. The competition began at 6 a.m. April 12th with a mass run from Camp Rogers and continued through obstacle courses, a swim in uniform, weight carries, weapons ranges, marches, land navigation, and much more. Each new day of the competition brought with it a narrowing of the number of teams. During the third and final day of April 14th, only 16 teams were allowed to continue and finish. So stand tall, Captains Bergman and Rose. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Captain Joe John from Combat Veterans for Congress, then Colonel Doug Mastriano from the Uniformed Services League. Next, we'll hear from Paula Lieberman from the Friends of the Israeli Defense Force, and then we'll review the movie of the month. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time to run. Run a couple of miles of wind sprints, grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Having a loved one at their bedside is a huge part of the healing for our wounded, injured, and ill service members and veterans. The Fisher House provides the housing necessary for that loved one to be there. They've saved military and veterans families an estimated $407 million in out-of-pocket expenses. They also provide the Hero Miles program, using donated frequent flyer miles to bring family to the bedside of injured service members. To hear more about how you can help Fisher House and learn about the Hero Miles program, go to fisherhouse.org today.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense.
Winston Churchill's immortal words stirred an entire country in the face of certain defeat. Today, these words give each of us the courage to reach for our own victories.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never.
Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's pretty likely that he will impose new tariffs on Mexico, accusing the country of failing to stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America.
We are going to see if we can do something, but I think it's more likely that the tariffs go on, and we'll probably be talking during the time that the tariffs are on and they're going to be paid.
And as far as all this talk of protests going on while the president is visiting the UK, he says,
I didn't see the protesters until just a little while ago, and it was a very, very small group of people put in for political reasons. So it was fake news. Thank you.
Former White House officials Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson are being told to withhold information from the democratically led House Judiciary Committee. The order came from the White House and the documents are related to their time at the White House. The Judiciary Committee is said to be investigating potential abuse of power and obstruction of justice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was delivering remarks in Washington, D.C. on Monday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was keynote speaker at the Susan B. Anthony Gala in D.C. last evening. That's an annual event hosted by the Susan B. Anthony List, which works to advance a pro-life agenda. Haley telling the audience,
I will always encourage people to use the power of their voices on behalf of freedom, justice, and life. Because you can't truly stand for America if you don't stand for all Americans, including the babies who don't yet have a voice.
Haley saying life in many respects is valued and protected in America, except when it comes to abortion.
On Tuesday, the Virginia Beach Municipal Center opened for the first time since an employee shot and killed 12 people there last Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Monday, Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul's budget-cutting penny plan was rejected overwhelmingly by the Senate. The plan would have balanced the budget in 5 years. Senator Paul joins Fox News and explains more of the details regarding his penny plan.
Well, basically, we'd spend 98% of what we spent last year. And kind of the interesting thing is the budget will balance in 5 years with only cutting 1%, and now it's actually 2%, but just cutting a very little off the top. And when I present this to even liberal government advocacy groups that come to Washington wanting money, I say, look, could you live with 99% of what we gave you last year? Almost everybody says yes. And so it's so reasonable to most people in America, unless you happen to be an elected official in Washington, they're like, cut. No way. We're never going to cut any spending.
And as far as those Republicans who voted against this, Paul has a message for them.
There are a lot of hypocrisy here in Washington. So we understand that no Democrats are for reducing spending up here or for reducing the debt. Not one. That's a consistent theme. But the surprising thing to many people is over half of the Republicans, I call them the right. Big government Republicans, aren't for cutting spending either. And so there really is a problem and a disconnect between these people go home and they say they beat their chest and say how conservative they are and how they're for the balanced budget. They all vote for the balanced budget amendment, which says you have to balance the budget in 5 years.
Right.
Well, that's what my budget does, and none of them voted for it. So there is a problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-wah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. I have several friends who are the alumni of the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. This great institution allows cadets to further their education and earn a commission in our military if they want to, which about one in every three.